As soon as she heard this music, Patricia Joseph knew she had to dance.
I've always felt like dancing when I hear this kind of music, and I've always felt restrained, but this was so liberating. This is such an unusual venue that we're going to spend most of the day here.
The song is unusual, too. It's sung in a language slowly disappearing. It's all part of the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, an annual celebration of world cultures on the National Mall in Washington. One focus this year is a few of the 2,500 languages from around the world expected to disappear by the end of the century. The different language representatives used a variety of art forms to express their native tongues, including the fast-paced music of the Quechua language from South America. The throat singing of the Tuvan language from southern Siberia. And the iconic dancing of the Hawaiian language. Aaron Salah is one of the musicians for the disappearing Hawaiian language.
It's a great experience to be with other cultures who are working to, you know, preserve and ensure the survival and thriving of their languages.
Maryland resident Elizabeth Osler says this festival, with its artifacts and music, allows Americans like herself to learn about the different cultures around the world.
Generally speaking, we're pretty isolated to different cultures and different foods and music, and there's so much to be appreciated and experienced.
She hopes young people, like her 7 children, will be inspired by the festival and want to make a difference in the world. Brandon Goldner for VOA News, the National Mall in Washington.